perhaps Ulysses, King Arthur, or Richard Coeur de Lion. According to his greatest advocate, the American publicist Lowell Thomas, his significance was that he brought the disunited tribes of holy and forbidden Arabia into a unified campaign against their Turkish oppressors, which caliphs and sultans had been unable to accomplish in centuries of effort. On the other hand, his detractors have poured scorn on such hyperbole, arguing that Lawrence was a failure. Walter Lacker, an analyst of guerrilla warfare and terrorism, saw Lawrence's contribution to war as purely a literary one. Critics state that his magnum opus, Seven Pillars of Wisdom, is riddled with errors. They argue some of the journeys he claimed to have made are not physically possible in the time he says they took place. One or two ideas in his post-war memoir contradict dispatches he wrote at the time to his headquarters in Cairo. The Arab revolt, one critic states, was no more than banditry. It is maintained that the revolt he led, or rather supported, was never the pan-Arab movement that it seemed. Ephraim and Inari Karsh argue that the Hashemite Arabs were a self-interested clan who managed to co-opt, for a brief period, a handful of other groups. This was not, they maintain, an Arab revolt, but merely a dynastic one. There are others who assert that the significance of Lawrence's operations are exaggerated, and that he gained the reputation he did because of Lowell Thomas, his literary fans, and filmmakers. Undoubtedly, his legendary status was particularly a consequence of his skills as a writer, since Seven Pillars is generally considered to be an outstanding work of literature. There is no doubt that he remains one of the most recognisable figures of his age. His celebrity was also due to popular appetite. The British public were eager to believe that an individual could still change the course of history in an era where mass and industrialism seemed to deluge every aspect of war and, to a large extent, the post-war peace. In the mid-20th century, at the height of the Cold War, there were many Western writers who believed the success of guerrilla resistance was an inevitability. But Lawrence confessed that he had structured Seven Pillars to amplify the excitement for the reader when conveying his final triumph, and this made it seem inevitable. Supporters of Lawrence see him as ahead of his time, a visionary for Arab liberation who was broken by his unfulfilled dreams. Basil Littlehart, the prolific and outspoken British writer on strategy in the interwar years, felt Lawrence had created a new understanding of strategy, one which would avoid the mass killing that had characterised the European fronts in the First World War. He ranked him alongside some of the greatest generals of history. Lawrence has many biographers, and they find him a fascinating subject because of his literary and military reputation, his unusual life, and perhaps most importantly, because of his personality. He was, and remains, an enigma. His background in British intelligence, his shyness and search for anonymity, his virtuosity as a writer, and his profound sense of shame all stimulate our curiosity. Certainly, his recklessness commands admiration, although his ruthlessness, when judged out of context, seems equally appalling. The critics have plenty of ammunition thanks to Lowell Thomas. In Thomas's account of Lawrence's career, there is, for example, a vivid description of the Battle of Petra in 1917. Prior to the action, Lawrence is depicted in his headquarters, in the old palace of the ancients, summoning the women of the area who encourage their men to arms with wild ululations. The Ottomans are described moving in towards Lawrence's intrepid fighters in several converging columns, and the odds are stacked against the rebels. Yet, standing tall, in the thick of the fight, there is Lawrence, orchestrating the battle from a mountaintop, surrounded by loyal acolytes who serve as runners. The ridgeline is defended in what appears to be an epic struggle, and the Ottoman troops are driven off. The only problem with Lowell Thomas's account is that Lawrence wasn't actually there. The battle, if it can be called that, was no more than a brief skirmish, and was conducted by the Arab sheikh, Maulud. At the time, Lawrence was in